And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 13th day of October for 2017. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for the Foothill region from 11 p.m. this evening through 8 a.m. on Sunday. Gusty winds and poor overnight humidity recovery are forecast through the period. A red flag warning means critical fire weather conditions. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures. Now, they all contribute to the extreme fire behavior. As far as any direct local impact, any fires that do develop would likely spread rapidly, especially over high terrain and through valleys that are aligned with the winds.
Well, Amador County Public Health reminds residents wildfire drift smoke may make air quality unsafe for those with sensitive medical conditions. Those with chronic health conditions, young children, pregnant women, and elderly adults should especially be aware and take precautions. Contact your health provider if your symptoms worsen, including repeated coughing and wheezing. If you're experiencing a health emergency, call 911. For additional info on wildfire smoke, visit CAL FIRE online.
And the Plymouth City Council touched on a number of issues at their meeting last night. The council voted to approve a maintenance agreement with the Amador Water Agency for support in maintaining the city's sewer and water system. The agreement covers routine maintenance of the system and is similar to agreements that Plymouth has had with the Amador Water Agency in the past. The council also received a report on the progress of construction of Highway 49 and Main Street, the traffic circle slash roundabout. Fresh pavement is being laid down on the street, and if rain holds off, construction is expected to be complete by the end of the year. The council also took a look at their budget for the 17-18 fiscal year. The current draft shows the city's total general fund expenditure at $825,000 with a budget deficit of $83,000, which means the city will have to find ways to make cuts before a balanced budget can be passed for the year.
And Calaveras County fire crews rolled to a reported structure fire in Mountain Ranch early Wednesday. According to reports, Central Calaveras Fire, along with CAL FIRE, responded to the incident at 3:30 Wednesday morning on Garibaldi Street. When they arrived, firefighters found the home almost fully involved in flames. In addition to the home, about a quarter acre of vegetation burned. The cause of the fire currently under investigation. There were no reports of injury.
And Amador County Treasurer Tax Collector Mike Ryan reminds county property owners that if you do not receive your tax bill by today, to contact the tax collector's office. Now, there was some confusion. I guess a number of folks called the tax collector's office. We had about three or four calls here saying, hey, I didn't know Friday was the deadline to pay my taxes. It's not, but it's the deadline. If you have not received your bill by the end of the day today, you need to contact the tax collector's office and tell them that. Now, remember, just because you didn't receive a property tax bill does not relieve you from the obligation or responsibility to make your timely payments to the tax collector's office. If you don't, it's going to be a penalty added on. So again, if you have not received a tax bill by the end of the day today, contact the tax collector's office, 223-6364.
And this week, members from the Jackson Fire Department presented Amador Stars with a check for $1,370.97 from the sale of October Breast Cancer Awareness shirts. Jackson Fire Department would like to thank all those who have helped support the great foundation over the years. Over the past 5 years, Jackson Fire Department sold over 800 breast cancer awareness shirts. The funds raised will benefit those battling cancer in Amador County by providing them services such as transportation to and from appointments.
And the Amador County Sheriff's Office will take part in National Prescription Take-Back Day. I'll get that out. The Amador County Sheriff's Office will take part in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. There we go, later this month. The Sheriff's Office reminds us that prescription medication left in home cabinets are highly susceptible to misuse and abuse. The rates of prescription drug abuse, along with frequency of accidental poisonings and overdoses, remains alarmingly high. The Take-Back Day will be held on Saturday, the 28th of October, from 10 to 2. Everyone is invited to bring their unused, unwanted, and expired medications to the sheriff's office for safe disposal. The service is free and anonymous, no questions asked.
And IOM Business and Community Association's annual Harvest Fair set for this Saturday. The day includes sidewalk chalk art, scarecrow building and scarecrow contest, showdown for the best carved jack-o'-lantern, a rollicking dog costume challenge, and a slew of October-themed food and craft items. But the main event for the day is the giant pumpkin contest at noon. The winner of the great pumpkin contest walks away with $1,000. That's the purse for the adult category, but even the winner of the kids category takes home $500. Last year's winner weighed in at a whopping 1,100 pounds. Man, check-in entries, 9 a.m., winners announced at noon. Now, separate from that, the face-off for best decorated or carved pumpkin starts with entries checked in at 7:30, the winner announced at 2. And another popular feature of the fair is the dog costume contest. That begins at 11 a.m. at the park in downtown Ione, with awards at 1. Awards for the scarecrow contest are at noon.
A lot of contests going on.
You're right.
Hey, don't forget the Sutter Creek Police collecting items to be taken to shelters for those in the Sonoma-Napa fires. Police Chief O'Connell says they are looking right now for bedding, packaged and prepared foods, bottled water, air mattresses, toiletries, cots, baby supplies, new clothes. If you can donate any of these items, bring them to the Sutter Creek Police Department on Main Street, and they will deliver the items to the shelters in Sonoma and Napa counties on behalf of our community over the next few days. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.